My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. He is also the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. The caucus is throwing its support behind health care replacement plans offered by South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Those plans seek to keep the costs of reform from blowing a hole in the deficit and to address repeal and replacement simultaneously. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, great to be with you and your listeners as always.
Let's start by just having you explain why you believe the House Freedom Caucus decided to enter the debate in the way it did and get behind these plans in particular.
Well, Dr. Rand Paul did a great job coming over to really discuss health care from a physician's point of view, but also from really a constituent's point of view about giving your listeners and my constituents more control over the decisions they make in terms of their health care purchases. So he had introduced a bill in the Senate. Governor Sanford from South Carolina introduced a companion bill in the House that actually even went a little bit further to look at breaking up the monopolies on the insurance markets. And so as we look at it, it's one of the few plans that is out there that won't blow a hole in the deficit, actually will bring down costs, and hopefully will not only address the concerns about pre-existing conditions that many of my constituents and people across America have been concerned about, but do it in a way that actually drives the cost of health care down, like we were promised some 3 or 4 years ago when they implemented the Affordable Care Act.
What do you believe are the absolute must-haves here? And you talked about some of them, which are already in these various pieces of legislation from Senator Paul and Mark Meadows. Does the caucus have a firm line on what has to be in and what has to be out here?
Well, we do believe that you need to address the pre-existing condition aspect. And then if you get sick where you don't get kicked off of an insurance plan, those are our must-haves. Additionally, we think that it's important that we start to allow for the tax deferment of health savings accounts where you can put money in there and make your own purchase. A lot of times, Greg, more people will negotiate over the price of a head of lettuce than they will over their health care purchases, and that's because a lot of those costs are hidden. And then another avenue that Dr. Rand Paul put in there was actually a tax deduction for physicians that provide care for some of the most needy. They don't get to write that off now. So this will actually be an incentive to provide health care on a more philanthropic basis. And so those are some must-haves that are in there. Outside of that, you know, whether you get to stay on your parents' plan at age 26, we think the private sector can actually address that probably better than making it a mandate.
We're talking with North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows. He's chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. And, sir, let me have you address something that I think a lot of conservatives are a little bit worried about or at least scratching their heads about, and that's about whether the Republicans are unified on this right now. We've heard some talk about repair rather than replace. We've heard that even from the president that this could actually bleed into next year as opposed to within the first 100 days. Is there pretty much a consensus on the timetable and the contents here for the most part among Republicans, or are there some major sticking points still?
Well, there is a consensus that we need to move quickly, and so I think we're unified on that. Where there is a sticking point, Greg, is that a number of us believe that we ought to go ahead with the repeal. We promised the American voter that we would do that. We need to go ahead and make sure that we repeal it. And then from there, as Dr. Rand Paul and myself both agree, that we vote the very same day on a replacement plan. It's that replacement plan that really is providing a great anxiety among some of the Republican members, you know, what it should include, what it shouldn't include. And so there still is disagreement there, but I'm optimistic that we will go ahead in the next 30 to 45 days and vote on something both in the House and the Senate. And move this along, because if it waits until next year, it won't get done. And so your listeners need to weigh in with their member of Congress to say, we want them to act now.
So that sounds like you're rejecting the idea that I've heard from some, not so much on Capitol Hill, but some healthcare policy experts and certainly some political analysts who suggest another year of the so-called death spiral will make it even more clear how urgent this is needed. And that's a way of building political support, perhaps further across the aisle than you would right now. Sounds like you're saying that that's not the right approach, either time-wise or principle-wise.
Well, it's not. I can tell you from a principle standpoint, to suggest that we allow it to continue to spiral down so that more people are hurt is not something that would be prudent. Now, it may indeed garner more support and more people feel the pain, and so they would complain about it. But I think it's more important that we act now to put forth not only a repeal, but a replacement of all of it, and make the tough decisions. As members of Congress, even if we make the right decision and it sends us home, so be it. We just need to do that on behalf of our constituents.
The administration and Congress are in concert here. I know Tom Price just got sworn in a few days ago, so obviously he's getting himself situated in that office. But how would you describe the cooperation between the two branches at this point?
Well, they're very very close, and we've had a number of discussions with the new administration. I know they're committed to making it happen. I'm having some additional follow-up meetings in the coming days as we look at a repeal and replacement strategy. The main overarching item is we need to drive down the cost of health care. And anything short of doing that, any replacement that doesn't drive down the real cost, is not going to be realized by moms and dads across Main Street, and we've got to make sure that we do that. So the cooperation has been outstanding from the administration. We just need to decide a real plan and move it forward expeditiously.
And just to follow up on a point you made before about the replacement plan, what specifically are some folks worried about when it comes to that? I know the argument from the Democrats is that if you repeal, you're risking tens of millions of people no longer having insurance that they've gotten through the Affordable Care Act. So is that the main thing that some folks are worried about? And how confident are you that whatever Congress does, in fact, pursue will address that effectively?
Well, there's two points I'd make. The Affordable Care Act, the way it is now, is not sustainable. So a lot of those people who may have gotten coverage won't be able to keep their coverage on the current trend. The second part of that is that any replacement plan that we're supporting, and specifically the Freedom Caucus and other members, actually will end up providing better health care coverage at a lower cost than what they're doing now. Now, the big fly in the ointment is the Medicaid expansion, of which 31 states expanded, 19 did not. And so when you look at that, it is a critical component that we have to address in some shape, form, or fashion. But whether that gets done with block grants on a per capita basis or some other mechanism, I believe that we can come up with a workable solution that doesn't leave anybody behind and provides an adequate safety net.
And finally, sir, I know the relationship between the House leadership and the Freedom Caucus has been rocky at times. It seems like it's been better as of late. Are your ideas and your recommendations being well received by the leadership? Do you feel a genuine sense of cooperation, or is it not quite that way?
No, we do feel a good sense of cooperation. Are we 100% in agreement on the tactic or strategy to address this? No. Probably the biggest stumbling block right now is the leadership's desire to use an advanceable, refundable tax credit, where a number of us don't feel like that's probably the best approach to address it. But again, that's more a question of tactics than anything else. So hopefully we'll be coming to an agreement as we return back from recess in the next 7 to 8 days.
So you're confident by Election Day 2018, you're going to have a record on this issue that Republicans and conservatives can be proud of?
Well, I am confident we can do that, and I'm confident that if we don't do that, everybody should send us home, and they would have every right to send us home if we don't deliver on a real promise to make it affordable. Because we promise to do that, we've got to deliver.
Congressman, we'll certainly be watching. Thank you, sir, very much for your time. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Greg. It was good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.